Two people have been removed from inside the Moscow theater, where hundreds are being held by Chechen rebels. There are also reports of a small explosion and gunfire inside the building. The gunmen say they'll begin shooting the hostages just a few hours from now if the Kremlin does not meet their demand for a Russian troop pullout from Chechnya. About 40 Chechen rebels, men and women, seized the theater 2 days ago. They've released 15 people earlier today, including several children, but they say they will not release any more until Moscow acts on their demands. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has this report from Moscow.
39-year-old Aglaya has been waiting in the rain for news of her father, one of the hostages inside the theater. Today he called her from a cell phone. My father said the hostage takers wanted to deliver a message to the government, Aglaya said. They said if there was no action on their demands by morning, then they'd begin shooting the hostages. A Kremlin spokesman confirmed the threat, but he said the government was continuing to work to gain the release of more hostages. He noted the gunmen had allowed food and water to be delivered today. And while a somber-looking President Vladimir Putin didn't comment specifically on the threat, tonight on state TV, he admitted the situation looked grim. The situation is very difficult, Putin said. In these extremely complicated circumstances, we need a sober, objective outlook aimed at saving people's lives. The Chechens are calling themselves a suicide squad, ready to die for the cause of an independent homeland. Their main demand continues to be that Russia's 85,000 troops in Chechnya must begin withdrawing. The Kremlin has given no indication it's considering pulling out its troops, which would be a humiliation for Putin. But the incredible pressure on the government is forcing it to offer compromises. Nikolai Patrushev is the head of Russia's FSB security services. He offered the gunmen safety in exchange for letting the hostages go. We are holding and will keep holding talks, said Patrushev. If all hostages are released, the terrorists will be guaranteed their lives. Government officials also offered to talk to rebel Chechen President Aslan Maskhadov, who was driven into the Chechen mountains by Russia's campaign. The Kremlin has until now refused to negotiate with Maskhadov, calling him a bandit and a terrorist. It's not clear if Maskhadov, who's a relative moderate compared to the radical gunmen holding the hostages, had any role in or previous knowledge of the attack. A parade of Russian political and cultural figures went to the theater and tried to negotiate with the Chechens today, but none reported progress. One of them, journalist Anna Politkovskaya, has reported extensively on Russian human rights abuses in Chechnya. She went to the theater today at the request of the gunmen. Politkovskaya said she was stunned to see the hostages' mood. They were preparing to die, she said. Hundreds of security forces continued to ring the area. Throngs of reporters and television crews were kept hundreds of yards away. They were joined by dozens of curiosity seekers. A group of young Christian scientists dressed in yellow raincoats with the words "volunteer minister" offered food and tea to the bystanders and handed out religious literature. We're here to talk to people and help them maintain their spiritual equilibrium, said one of them, Yelena Sarachiva. Nearby, there was an ugly confrontation. A group of protesters held signs calling for an end to the war in Chechnya. The peace marchers were heckled by a few people who called them traitors. You want to see the disintegration of Russia, one man shouted. A group of actors staged a show of support for their colleagues inside the besieged theater. They marched slowly and sang songs from the musical Interrupted on Wednesday night when the gunmen burst in. Lauren Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.